my fucking god. If you ever do that shit again, please. I want you to know that as far as podcasts go for the 2024 season, that is the first thing they'll hear out of Wrench Jockey Radio is you moaning.
Not if I edit it out, they won't.
Are you going to edit it out?
I don't, I haven't decided yet.
Oh my god.
I have approximately an hour to decide.
Welcome back to Wrench Jockey Radio 2024!
We made it around the big floating rock again.
Oh shit, I
someone shut
phone
that guy up.
I put my phone on silent.
Holy
on
shit. Silent.
Sorry, it's my dad trying to talk us all into getting lunch with him tomorrow and shit like that, so.
Come on, kids, I'll take you down to the cafe for a nice lunch.
Well, now we're talking about changing up from the cafe to the local Tex-Mex joint.
Oh!
Because
a rival has entered.
A rival has entered the ring. We're talking about changing it up from the cafe to the local Tex-Mex joint. So, which we were at not too long ago, actually. Just hanging out.
Hanging out while they're weighing out.
Welcome back to Wrench Jockey Radio. We are entering 2024, finally. Oh my god.
How many times are you going to say it? Holy shit, you broke a
that's
record?
That's the second time, you
yeah,
fucking
what the fuck,
dickhead.
In the last minute.
You fucking dickhead.
As you can see, absolutely nothing has changed.
Nothing
here.
Has changed. But, I forget where I was going with that, you fucking dick.
You talk about dick a lot.
I talk about dick a lot.
I don't think the word dick's ever left my mouth.
Do you want to say that one more time?
No. I don't care to.
No. We have been 2 minutes into the first podcast of 2024, and we've already argued twice.
Want to see me do it again?
Fucking shut up. We are excited to be back. Well, not really back, but we're excited to enter yet another year recording podcasts for you guys and creating more content. As always.
Let's lay a stipulation down right off the bat this time.
Let's
not 2023 ourselves and make like 3 episodes in the new year and then just fucking disappear.
Okay. Or maybe we just make it a trend. Maybe we can either commit
our summer hiatus.
Maybe we either commit to the bit or don't do it at all.
I don't think we commit to the bit. I think we keep riding.
Oh my fucking god. Oh, God, you suck at basketball.
Well, I am white.
Oh, that does check out. Fucking, what the fuck ever. We, actually, had full intentions of coming into this, prepared.
And wouldn't you know it, yet again.
We're unprepared.
We're unprepared. As is tradition.
Last year, a year ago at this time, we released...
I actually think it was a year ago today, because when I was listening, I caught a tidbit. One of us said, we're 4 days into the year, and today's the fourth.
Yeah, today would be the fourth, yeah. We're 4 days into the year.
I think we're actually a year to the day.
Discussing the
discussing
same
it again, yeah.
I texted Dakota this morning, and I was like, hey... Listen to last year's Vision and Goals podcast.
Yeah.
So that way we know what we talked about. We can
see if we met these or didn't meet these.
Yeah, met these or didn't. Which I remember 2.
Yeah, I remember a couple, maybe 3 of mine.
Maybe 3 of yours.
I listened to about 25, maybe 30 minutes of it. So I got some of it, but.
Which is about as far as I got with it. Because I got here this morning and tried listening to it. After the first half hour, 45 minutes of being here, then about 20 or so, 10, 15, whatever, something minutes into it, I got a phone call. I was on the phone for a fucking hour
while
I was working.
You'll have that on those big jobs.
Yeah, fucking talking about big jobs here. Fucking. On that note, though, of last year's bullshit.
Okay.
The two that I do remember were I did want to wrench away from home.
You did kind of do that.
I did kind of do that. I didn't do it in the capacity that I intended on doing it. And it was a fucking surprise that was sprung on me days before it happened, but...
You did it.
If you guys don't know about it, go listen to Goose versus Georgia.
Yep,
it was
that will tell that story.
Released more than a couple weeks ago. I think it was back in October.
That was a couple months ago.
Maybe it was September. something like that. Goose versus Georgia. I wrenched away from home. That was, how far away from home was I? I think it was 700 miles. Yeah, 750 miles. Yeah, 10, 11 hours, maybe 12 or something like that. I can't remember the exact time or distance or whatever. I think it was 750 miles. I went from where we live here, local to northern Indiana, all the way down to Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
And wrenched on a truck in a parking lot in the fucking rain in the middle of the fucking... And it was June. No, it was May. I think I did that in May.
I don't remember when you did that now.
I think it was late May because it was before UCC.
Was it?
Yeah. It was either before... No. It was either right before UCC or right after UCC. No, it was right before.
Then it would have been... It wouldn't have quite been late May. It might have been mid-May because you were here for my birthday.
Oh, this is true. Yeah, I think it was mid... Yeah, I was here for your birthday. Well, in retrospect, I think I was here for your birthday anyways because I was only gone for...
40, 50 hours?
No. I was gone for 30... When I got here at 7:30 that morning, I hit 40 hours Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I had been here since 8 a.m. I think I was gone for 35 or 36 hours.
Day and a half.
Yeah, day and a half is what I was gone for. And in those 36 hours, I slept for more. Anyways, that's a fucking... If you want to hear that story, go listen to Goose versus Georgia. So I did halfway meet that goal.
I know one of mine was expanding the podcast and just keeping on with it.
We definitely did do that.
We did. We had a hiccup. We went away for a while.
Yeah, we did. But we did expand it.
Yeah, I think it's been expanded. And we've brought people on.
Yeah, that's my big point to me with that. Yeah. I mean, to me, the huge expansion we had was doing the consistent interviews that we're doing every other week. Which you guys, this should be an interview week, but because we're starting a new year.
Yeah, we're just going to take a little.
We're going to take a week off of interviews, which we did that 2 or 3 weeks ago anyways, because we had
it'll be okay. You'll get it when you get it.
You'll get it when you get it. We had a hiccup in lineup.
Yeah.
Let us apologize for that.
Another thing, you said you wanted to have the brick nose running.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen. And then I busted your balls about having a running Chevy. Kind of happened.
And we're gonna leave it at the brick nose right now is really close. The red
man
brick.
Motor's in it.
The motor's in it. I got to finish up the intake and exhaust and the wiring and stuff like that.
Another day with it. Maybe two.
I'm thinking, honest to God, 3 days of work because I have to do a lot of research on alternators for that truck.
Oh.
Because I want to delete the factory alternator because it has so many problems. In the time that I drove that thing, I put 3 alternators on it.
Oh, wow.
So I want to go to a... I need to figure out exactly what everybody's using in the EFI trucks for a single... Which it's not going to be an EFI truck, but it's going to have an EFI block and serpentine set up. So I want to have an EFI, like what guys are using for a single wire alternator for that setup. So I need to do some research on that, which I have found almost nothing. So I think I might have to just pioneer this myself.
Fuck it, we ball.
Anyways, that was the other one that I did remember of mine is I wanted to have a running brick by the end of the year, and I did want to touch on the fact of what happened to the Chevy. But as we talked in the last podcast before this, we're going to do an episode where I talk strictly about my Chevy pickup.
Yeah.
So, which I also want to do a podcast where we strictly talk about your Dodge. So we're going to, yeah, I know. And both of those podcasts are going to be fucking ridiculous, but
yeah.
But I will touch on what happened to the Chevy this year and the entire history of that truck and everything. And we'll go through that. Dakota will do the same thing with his Dodge.
Yeah. Those will be a good couple episodes.
Those will be a good couple episodes. And you're going to like the guys that we're going to have lined up for next week. You are going to like the guys that we're going to have lined up for next week. There's going to be two of them.
Guys, plural?
Plural. There's going to be two guys.
What shenanigan have you pulled?
I have pulled a shenanigan. They're local boys.
Really?
Really? Oh, really?
Really?
About 5-10 minutes from here, maybe. There's not even 10 minutes. Pull out of the park, take a left, go up to the... Go past your place and take a right... Go over the fucking...
Them boys.
Back in that fucking, you know...
All right.
They got a backyard.
Yeah. They happen to be fabbing some things.
They happen to be fabbing things. They like things that are really tall. You'll like where this is going, trust me. Anyways.
Oh, on that note, I know, again, one of mine that I went on last year with my Suburban. I wanted the straight axle it.
You did.
I didn't make it that far.
No.
I didn't even really touch the Suburban.
No, that thing got really minimal work this year. We just didn't have time for anything.
No, but I have since the big block portion, if you've been around long enough, the big block build scrapped in the dumpster.
Oh, yeah, we should talk about the fact that that's gone.
Yeah, no, the big block build no longer exists.
Yeah.
It's not going to either. My Duramax is on the stand right now. If you head over to my Instagram, you can see the progress I've kind of made on the Duramax, tearing it down and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting to take it to the machine shop now. Just getting some funds together for that. But it is ready to go to the machine shop.
Yeah.
Gonna get it. Get the block checked, make sure it doesn't need punched over, get the heads done, get the rotating assembly balanced.
Yep.
Just kind of go through it. I got a set of 30s. 30 over injectors that got shipped up to Extra Duty today to get gone through.
Dakota is going to be one of the very few. There's not more than if it's I've seen it rarely done. We're going to be one of the very few people that has a Duramax swapped 90s GMT 400 Suburban.
They're out there. I've seen a few.
They're out there, yeah, and I've seen it done. But there's
but it's not nearly like the GMT 800s.
No, not
there's
nearly.
Not as many. See, I'm pretty stoked for that. We're going to do that, and it's still in the cards to straight axle it, and yeah. I've kind of since changed the path on the straight axle project as well. I was going to coil over the truck. I have since changed routes. I'm going to put bags on all four corners.
Okay. Yeah.
I started collecting parts for the air management and all that stuff and researching what bags I need and or what I want to use. And
probably going to go with convoluted. And
Double convoluted.
Yeah, I think that'll be smart, just in my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, then we can lean it and do all kinds of stupid shit with it.
Oh, yeah, and it'll be fun. We're going to put a... There's a lot of things that we won't mention with the Suburban build, but it's going to be really fun to watch it come together.
There's going
to
be a lot of attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a while. It may take me the next 2 years. But I am going to keep chipping away at it. And
it's going to be good.
It will. I'm super stoked for it.
Really good. I can't wait. Cannot wait to roll that thing down the highway with you and just air it out. And then take the front end. Because we're going to... I feel like I can't tell you how big of an air management system this thing's going to have on it. And just go up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down with the fucking front end. Like fucking... Oh my god, what was that guy's name? The real Joe Rubio.
Oh yeah.
This is... Which, if you've never heard of the real Joe Rubio, it's going to be really hard to find anything on him. Because his Instagram is private. And Joe died a couple years back.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't, nobody gets into this Instagram account anymore. But I still follow him on my Wild Goose Repair account. But you talk about a fucking fourth gen on air.
That thing was gnarly. I remember when you showed it to me.
Oh my god, he beat the fuck out of that air system. Beat the fuck out of it. Dude would lay it fucking down on the interstate and would just, like... It would immediately air back up. He'd lean it the other way. He'd go back down. He'd fuck with the back end. He'd fuck with the front end. Meanwhile, he's doing 85, 90 down Highway 65.
I can't wait to... I don't know. I'm super excited. I can't wait for the attention to detail and just... I think it'll... once it's all done and I get the attention to detail I want done, I think it'll gain some traction.
It's going to gain some serious traction. It will, especially...
I can't decide. I keep going back and forth, too. Like, I really want to put a set of weld, like, just big weld, like, wide welds on it.
Yeah.
But I also really want to put a set of big wheels on it.
Like, big wheels. Like, wheels.
Like, sixes, eights, thirties. Just something big.
You can go either way with it. Either way, it doesn't look wrong.
I know.
Like the welds against that platform...
Fucks. 30s on the same platform kind of fog.
Yeah. And I think half of the reason that, like, 30s or 6s or 8s or something fuck on that platform is because it's tall and on air.
Yeah, yeah.
And after you're tall and on air, it doesn't matter what's on top of it, as long as it's tall and on air. And that's why it fucks. It fucks with the suspension.
I always did tell myself I was going to own a set of 30s.
Well, maybe you just own a set of 30s.
Hey, y'all. Watch this.
Oh, my fucking God. Is that all we remember from last year?
I think one of mine, it's kind of poking me in the head. I think one of mine was I wanted to travel more. I'm fairly certain that was one of mine. And I did that. I got out of my comfort zone.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I went to Louisville twice and stayed. I don't mind traveling.
Yeah.
But I don't like staying away from home.
Yeah.
But, you know, went to Louisville twice, stayed there twice.
Yeah.
Stayed down at Indy at UCC. I don't know. There was some other traveling I did in there, if I remember right. But
yeah, you were over in Ohio for a day. Well, we went to Ohio a lot this year, actually.
We kind of did.
We kind of were in and out of Ohio for a couple times, a couple of different reasons. Because I was there for, I don't know, maybe I was only in Ohio twice this year.
I think we've been to Ohio in the same, both times we've both been to Ohio this year has been
the same
together weekend. Or at the same place.
At the same time.
Because once we were in Van Wert, and we met each other there because you stayed overnight.
Yeah.
And then we went to Lima.
Yeah, I was there for 2 nights. Yeah, then we went for Lima for those tires, which is a whole fucking debacle, which I don't think I ever made it to this podcast, and it's not even really worth talking about. What?
Nothing. I'm tired of them rolling around in my bed. Ron needs to come get them.
I'm trying to think. I did want to become less tool dependent, and I did become less tool dependent. I bought a lot of shit this year that I did need to buy. But I do remember the big thing I wanted to buy was 3/4 drive sockets.
Yeah.
I just never got to it.
I bought a lot of tools this past year, too.
Oh, my God. I did, too.
I bet it's going to sound fucking awful. Well, this isn't the truth. What I was going to say isn't the truth. I was going to say I bet I bought something almost every week from the tool truck, but I didn't.
I didn't either.
Because there was a while there that he pissed me the fuck off, and I just quit buying.
I don't think I've
actually... Like, my truck account paid off.
My truck account isn't paid off right now, but I'm trying to think. You have one truck. You have Snap-on.
Yep.
I have two trucks that come here, so I can kind of pick and choose and mix and match. I have Mack tools, and I have Snap-on tools.
See, I'd love a Mack truck.
Next time, Joe, I keep forgetting to, but I need to talk to Joe about just swinging up to you guys, like, at least...
I'm sure that's who Jesse talks to.
I'm sure it is. And Jesse's... Can't get him to come up there?
Hmm.
Well, the only defense I give Joe is that Joe fucking travels.
I bet.
Like, he's up in White Pigeon, and he goes south of Warsaw. And that's not even his east and west.
Well, then he should be able to come up to me.
The only problem is the amount of time he has.
Well, yeah, no, and I get that.
Yeah, so, because, like, he comes to us every other week, and sometimes we actually don't even get him every other week.
That's fine.
Which sometimes we'll see him once every 4 weeks.
But I would hope he's the guy, too, that if you have something broken and you say, hey, I need you to come this week, he shows.
He's pretty well like that. And actually, he lives, and he's pretty good about this, too, because I've actually done this with him.
Yeah.
He lives pretty local to us.
Oh.
Like, you know where my dad lives.
Yeah.
He might be 8 to 6 minutes west of there.
Oh.
Like, and I've called him before at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock on a Tuesday, and been like, hey, man, I know it's an off week, but I need these fucking, like, at the time it was drill bits. I didn't have a good set of drill bits.
Yeah,
I knew I could call him, and I needed them. And he was like, yep, here's my address, come on over.
Sweet.
Yeah. So if it, you know, and the way that Joe is, at least typically, and I know other guys that have showed up to his place, if you need it, and he has it, or you need it warrantied right now, and you need it replaced, and he has it, he's like, come on.
And that's a good...
This
is out of the realm of what we're talking about today. But, oh, I just lost the hearing in my left ear. That's cool.
Is it ringing?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. I get that in my right.
I don't mind both of mine, but it's been happening a lot.
Yeah, mine's really only my right, at least.
A good tool guy, or even tool gal. I used to have a girl on the truck.
Yeah. It
was the guy's daughter. They will, if you have an emergency with a tool, they'll take care of you.
Yes.
Even if you got to go to their house or they got to meet you somewhere or whatever, a good tool truck will take care of you.
Yes. So anyways, the point that we were making with this, I don't think I bought something every week. I know that I did not buy something.
No, I didn't either. I was going to say I did, but then I remembered I got mad at my guy and quit buying tools.
Yeah, because I don't think I've legitimately bought anything off the Snap-on truck more than warranty or something small that I needed that he had in the past 2 months.
Wait, really?
2.5 months, maybe? Because I was like, I need to fucking back off of this here for a fucking minute.
No, that's where I'm at right now. Yeah. And I wasn't going to buy anything. And like I told you earlier, he showed up and goes, oh, here's these punches you ordered. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, yeah, and you may as well.
But yeah, I was like, well, I want them, so.
I think if I had to guess every week in varying in pricing of what I paid or what I put on my account or what I bought outright, I would say at least every 2 weeks to 3 weeks off of either truck, I would have probably bought something.
Yeah.
Varying in price, varying in what it was, varying in this, that, and the other. Whatever. Small, big, this, that. I'm trying to even think of anything huge I bought this year. Oh, I bought a compression tester.
Hmm.
From Snap-on for diesel-specific compression tester.
That's interesting. You can buy something big this year. About time for the rock and roll truck to come around.
I know it is, and I've been thinking about it, and I don't know if I want to do it yet, and I'm just... Shut the fuck up. He just gave me the vagina sign with his hands.
Epic, go brr.
I know. I think I need to, honestly.
You guys can talk shit about Snap-on boxes all you want, because I know there's some guy that's probably going to listen and be like, right on my fucking heart, right? Yay!
Yeah, and I get where that's coming from, too, still, but.
Yeah, but fuck you. Snap-on boxes are nice as shit.
I open my fucking drawers so many times a day.
Uh-huh.
So many times. And you know what? I've had that green box for, like, what, fucking 3 years, and I bought it used. It was 2 years old or something like that.
They hold up great.
Other than the top drawer's lock that I still haven't fixed.
See, and
yet.
I don't know how, and I want to touch on that.
Yeah, I got it that way.
I don't know how guys be breaking them.
I don't know either.
Because my masters that I got rid of almost a year ago, my box showed up on the 10th last year.
Yeah.
My Epic did.
Yeah.
I had that Masters for 6 years. We'll call it 6 years.
Sure.
I never broke a drawer lock.
I don't know how that one broke. I mean, I got
but
it.
Almost everyone else I know that has a Masters, has had a Masters, other than Scott and Phil.
Yeah.
Have a broken drawer lock.
I don't know. I have no idea. And I haven't broken any of my other ones.
No.
I don't know if it's the fact that, which I
won't. That was even me getting my drawer wedged and shit and, like, freaking out on it and slapping it. I never.
I don't know if it's just the fact that, and I noticed myself doing it about 3 or 4 months ago with my box. Is what I'll do is I'll actually take my knuckles and I'll push against the drawer and then. For those that don't know how a master works, if you put your fingers underneath, like, the ledge of the drawer.
Yeah, it's got a plastic.
It's got a plastic slider
slide
that
left.
Locks, and you slide it left. Yeah, if you're facing the box, you slide it left. I don't know if it's the fact that I take my knuckles, push against it, slide it left, and then pull it back. Or if guys are, like, coming up to these things and opening them too fast and trying to slide
it. No, you should see. You've never actually, well, I mean, other than working in your box.
Yeah.
But I just start ripping drawers sometimes. And I'm telling you, even the top drawer of my Masters, I would get a wedge just right.
Yeah.
And I would have to beat the fuck out of this thing to get it unwedged. Yeah. And I never broke a lock.
I don't know.
Hold on.
Oh, maybe he did break a lock.
I broke a lock once.
Once?
I broke the top one time.
Did you?
Yep. I don't remember how I did, but I did. No, I didn't even break it.
What, did it just get jammed or something?
No, it just quit. The drawer quit staying shut. Because it had been so worn out from me ripping the drawer. Not ripping it, but opening and closing the drawer.
Yeah.
It had been so worn out that it kind of, like, wore that edge down that holds it.
Yeah.
And it quit staying shut.
Just warranty it?
Yep.
I should have... Greg. We already said his name. You don't get his last name, but anybody that's local in Northern...
Greg Alborella.
No, not that guy. Not that guy. Not that guy. Not that guy. Not Greg A. Not Greg A. Not Greg A. If Greg A starts selling Snap-on tools, though... Anyways. But I should have Greg do that. Have Greg warn...
He had mine in like a week.
I've been meaning to do it for forever. It hasn't really bothered me until this year. Because of
I'm so glad it's finally bothering you.
I mean, it bothers me, but it doesn't. Like, I'm used to it now.
I couldn't stand it. Well, when I was working on pickup trucks and wrenching a lot harder than I am now.
Yeah.
I work like you.
Yeah.
I pull a drawer, it stays open.
Yeah. At any point in time, when you're watching me work, like, if I pull a drawer open and grab something, it stays open. And it stays open unless it's in my way to open another drawer. Then it gets knocked shut and the next one opens right back up.
I remember like the first week I started working for Culp, and this is when I hadn't really wrenched a whole lot full time.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at him like, why the fuck the top? Why is the top of your box so dirty? He goes, what kind of mechanic are you?
you'll learn so fast.
Oh, dude.
Like when you're fucking.
Yeah, now I look at guys with clean tops and I'm like,
what did you do all day?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
The only time mine's clean is like Friday afternoon. I will go through, I'll clean all my shit up, I'll put it all away, The top of my box is clean. You could almost eat off of it. I'll close my hutch, I'll close all my drawers, I'll lock it, I'll wax everything down. I have like the spray wax. Wax it. It's the only time it's ever clean. And I'll do that like Friday when I'm leaving.
Yeah, typically mine gets cleaned off every 4 to 6 weeks when I just...
Or when I'm done with a job, depending on which comes first.
Whenever every 4 to 6 weeks is typically when I get mine cleaned up. Like, the top of my box gets cleaned up.
Got that one.
There you go.
See? We're really off track here. We should probably get back on
goals. We're talking about goals now. I actually only have... We're going into this blind because we didn't have any time to really prepare for it today.
No.
So we're going to halfway think of these off the top of our heads. But I have one that I know that I want to accomplish this year.
Hit me. I started last year.
Oh, you did?
I did.
You did? Okay, then I'll start this year. And then 2025, you'll start.
We'll probably hate each other. But it'll be like a stay together for the kids thing. We won't be able to stand each other, but, you know, we'll just do the podcast.
I've only been talking about doing it for 3 years.
I'm listening.
I have to. And the reason I haven't done it yet is because I've been so busy with life.
Okay.
Hold on,
before you say this to me, and I know exactly what it is.
Okay.
Do you want me to ride your ass about it?
Yeah.
All right.
I have to go on my fucking solo road trip this year. I have to. I've wanted to do it. About a month ago, I started talking about it again.
Probably. I haven't really heard you talk about it a lot lately.
I don't know.
After you didn't make the last one to Texas, it just kind of...
Yeah, I know. Earlier this year, I didn't get to make it to Texas to watch my cousin get married.
God, when was that? Like April?
February.
No way.
March.
We really took our sweet time putting that brick nose together.
Yeah, we did.
Still are.
Yeah, we still are taking our sweet time putting my fucking brick nose together. The brick nose is the legitimately longest lasting project I've ever had in my entire life.
That checks out.
I have never taken this long to put a pickup truck together. Typically, if I tear something all the way apart, I have it back together within at least 3 months.
It's a convenience thing.
I know it's a convenience
thing. You have something to drive. Not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I'm not, like, my Suburban. I'll get to it when I can or when I have money. I'm super excited. Like, that's not to say I'm not excited.
Oh, I'm...
I'm all about it. And that's all I want to do, but... You know? I'm going to be 26 this year.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, I'll be 24 this year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, welcome to hell.
Oh, my God.
I'll be 26 this year. I'm married. I got a house. I mean, I have more things to think about than just myself and building a truck.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I get that.
You know, we want to have kids.
Yeah. No, I
could've. Just got more to, like, I got...
You got a whole lot more going on than just being a fucking just turning 21 and having a pocket full of money and dumping it into a pickup. He's remembering. He's remembering.
Getting married. So worth it. I will. As a young dude who's... You know, as a young dude who's married, it is worth it. 115%. But man, if I was making the money I'm making now, and I didn't 21. Have any, no, even now, and I didn't have any responsibilities,
yeah,
I had some really cool shit.
Responsibilities suck, but they're
because my wife has changed the way I think about money a little bit.
Has she?
Yeah, like tomorrow I get paid, and I think my, I don't know, it's like almost $2,000.
Sure,
I'd be like, oh fuck yeah.
That's $2,000 to go piss away.
And I get paid bi-weekly, but I'd be like, injectors? Order them. I'll eat ramen. But no, no, I gotta go and buy a fucking house.
Oh my god. Regardless, I have got to go, which for those that don't know what, I mean, no, actually nobody that listens to this knows what the fuck this is.
Surely we've touched on it.
I don't think we have.
I'm willing to bet you go back at some point. It's been talked about.
Well, we'll talk about it here real quick. When I got my red brick, I wanted to go do a solo road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Just by myself. I don't want anybody going. I just want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And have zero plan.
Just go.
And be gone for... anywhere from 5 to 6.5 days.
Yeah.
And just be back to work on Monday. And just have my week where I just go fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Got your week and go fuck off?
I have not.
Something goes wrong, you got your list of people you can call?
Yep.
Go.
The best part about this, too, is like I can even halfway map myself. Like... going through the United States, because, like, I know personally, I could go to Alabama, I could go to Florida, I could go to Texas, I could go to Wyoming, I could go to Colorado, I could go to New England, I could actually go as far as the West Coast.
Yeah.
In any state on the West Coast, and I would have anybody, you, this guy, that guy, from any of those states, that would be like, yep, where are you? What do you need? Yada, yada, yada.
Oh, I can tell you right now. You could be on the West Coast. You call me and say, hey, this piece of shit's broke.
Trailer!
I'm going to get the trailer, and I'm going to drive all fucking night. I don't care.
I appreciate that. But the only reason I mentioned all those states is because I know
someone. No, yeah, you have someone. You have someone everywhere.
Yeah.
Within a few hours of you.
Yeah. I really... really need to go to Texas.
So go.
I know. I just need to go. But I need to get my goddamn brick.
Take a lane. Dude.
You want me to take a lane?
Do it. She's a trooper. Throw a couple belts in the box. Throw a set of intake gaskets in the box.
I just...
fucking go.
I just don't know that I have the trust in that truck yet. To be totally honest with you.
Dude!
I trust my brick nose until I die.
You don't trust Elaine, the 4-3 that could?
I trust her enough to drive at least 6 hours from here. I don't know yet that I trust her enough to make it to Texas and back.
You know what I'm so stoked about?
What?
Taking that thing on its first marketplace run. I'm so fucking stoked.
It's gonna be so much fucking fun. God. It's gonna be such a fun truck.
One of my goals this year, keep plugging away on the Suburban. And I am, you know, I gotta go pack all my stuff up and send it off to the machine shop.
Right.
I also want to keep kind of dicking with the Mega Cab. I dicked with the Mega Cab more last year than I thought I was going to.
Uh-huh.
I really did. I had no intentions of doing 90% of the stuff I did to that truck last year. I just wanted to drive it.
Well, I think in June 2022... is when that truck got back on the road again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to be pretty damn close.
It was. I came home from UCC Sunday in June, and I literally drove from my Airbnb to the garage that truck was at, and I helped you finish it up, and it drove.
Oh yeah,
and it drove out. You had it running the day before.
Yep.
And we just finished
all the other little shit.
Finished it up, and you were driving it.
Stupid thing.
Stupid fucking thing. It's been... This year will be almost 2 years.
This year will be two
this
years.
This year will be two... We're at almost 2 years.
Oh, right yeah. Now. We're like 1.5, yeah.
1.5 years or so. That you have finally gotten that truck back on the road again. This is why the Mega Cab has to be part of it, part of an episode singularly. Because Dakota's had this thing for fucking god-awful forever, just like I had my Chevy
this
for
year
god-awful forever.
On May 15th or May 17th will be 7 years I've owned that truck.
7 years. That's longer than I owned the fucking Chevy.
I went through a lot of shit with that truck.
Yeah. I went through a lot of shit with my Chevy.
Now, granted, two of those years it sat. Probably three.
Probably three. Okay, so now
precursor to the episode, I've put 7 transmissions on it.
So now I have to think. I drove my brick nose. I drove my Chevy from the age of, well, I got it when I was 14, and then I quit driving it when I wrecked it January 1st of 2020. So I had that truck for 6 years.
Yeah.
But I only really drove it from the age of 16 to 2020. So I drove it for 4 years, but I had it for 6.
Yeah.
Which, whatever, but still.
Yeah, I want to keep working on the Mega. Keep doing stuff to it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of in the works right now. My buddy Scott, good friend of mine, he works at the shop he used to work at.
Yeah.
He wants to teach himself how to do rockers and cab corners and that stuff. So
yeah.
That may be coming in the near, or should be coming in the near future for it.
Yeah, and we need to learn that stuff anyways.
Yeah, and we'll make a whole thing out of it.
Yeah, we will, because I need to do some body work to my 6-liter. The box is not getting any, I'll just buy a box for it.
No, throw the box away.
I'll throw the box away, which the box isn't, like, even super bad. It's just, it's a box.
Oh, what the fuck is in my...
You got something in your fucking eye?
Yeah, right? There's something on my finger that's, like, spicy.
Oh, yeah? Your eye fucking burning right now?
Oh, I better know what it is.
What is it?
I was eating fucking chili pork rinds earlier.
Oh,
lime and chili pork rinds.
Fucking
fuck.
Moron.
Fuck. Ow.
You fucking fucked the pig on this one.
It tickles.
God, what's my next goal? Oh, pickup truck related.
Yep.
For those that don't know, which nobody knows, actually, I have to get the brick nose running soon because the 6-liter has to go into hibernation.
I don't think she's as sick as we think she is.
I don't think she is either, but...
I think we're overlooking something super simple.
I think... I'm wondering that, too, but regardless, I want to have... I want to...
Dude, my fucking eye...
You need to go fucking wash it out real quick?
No, fuck it. My mom didn't raise a bitch.
I want to, if I'm not halfway done building the 6-liter by the end of the year, I want to at least have parts stacked by the end of the year to do what I want to do to it.
Hey, remember that time that I bought another engine stand and our engines were on engine stands next to each other? Do you remember that time?
Not yet, I don't.
Hey, yo.
I'm just unreasonably prepared for the amount of money that I'm willing to dump into
that's going to be silly.
That stupid pickup. And I'm not going to, like, I'll keep it halfway under lock and key right now, but when I tell you that this is going to be the one time this truck comes apart and stays apart and goes back together, it's going to be the
one
time.
It's
going to
be one time.
It's going to be one time.
We've already started hatching some plans for it.
We've already started mapping the way that we want to do this, figuring it out, what we want to do to it exactly. I'm not taking it back apart again. If I'm gonna, 'cause can go either way on this. At the moment, I can go either way on this. If I were to sell it right now, I wouldn't be money ahead. But if I do everything that it needs done to it right now, then I'm too far in the hole.
Yeah, you have to own it forever.
I have to own it forever. That's why I owned my Chevy until I wrecked it and I didn't have the motivation to bring it back.
I get it.
Like, I have to own it forever. Even if it sits and rots in a field, I have to own it forever because I will never be able to make my fucking money back out of this truck. Not even fucking close.
I may. I've kind of got a, you know, just on that subject and that goal, maybe. Depending on how the Duramax build goes and how much of my money and time it ties up, I do kind of want to put another Cummins together.
Yeah.
I'm kind of starting to get the itch again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This guy's getting the fucking itch again. I have actually seriously, like...
Last time I got the itch, we made 737. If I get the itch again, we're partying.
And if you don't put a Cummins together this year or whatever...
Yeah, maybe next year or something. But I do want to put another Cummins together for that thing.
If my 6-liter doesn't do it, I don't know it will.
My Duramax will satiate me for now.
It's going to hold
you over. I'll get to build a motor.
It's going to hold you over.
It'll be pretty. It'll hold me over for a little bit. That's the best part. And I've been telling my wife like how much Duramax is going to cost me to put together.
Is she happy about it?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No, under no circumstance. Wait till she finds out I'm putting a hot Cummins together.
Oh, God.
No. I'm not building this Duramax.
No, you're not. Yeah.
No, it's going to be like a stock-ass Duramax.
Because
it's going to go in a giant truck. Yeah. It doesn't need to be fast.
It'll have some...
Wait till she figures out I'm building a Cummins for a lowered mega cab.
Yeah, this Duramax will have some half-waist trick parts on it and this, that, and the other, like, to whatever. If you don't... Like, if you're going to put a Cummins together and you're going to put a Cummins together...
Uh-huh.
If it doesn't spin minimum 5.5, I'm going to be mad.
Fuck you thought this is.
That's why I'm going to be mad. Spins minimum 5.5.
Oh, yeah. We're going to take that new Exergy pump and we're going to play with it.
Yeah? Did they start making it for the Cummins platform?
Oh, I think it should be for everything. If anything, it'll be Cummins based.
Okay. That's well, I didn't power. Know. I thought when we talked about the,
it's the Alpha 550, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if we talked about it on this podcast or not, but I thought at the moment that we talked about it, it was Duramax based.
Maybe it is. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Surely it'll follow because Exergy makes the same stuff for all their.
Yeah, all their products. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No, we're gonna. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah, it should spin minimum 5,500 RPM. Minimum. I want to hear that stupid fucking third gen pop and crackle.
And if we're not going to put a stupid fucking alpha pump on it, so help me God, there's going to be a disgusting P pump hanging off the side of that motor.
Oh my God, we're going to make it mechanical.
Yeah, it can go either way at this point in time.
I wouldn't give a shit which way it went as long as it spins. And spins really, really fast.
Well, you know.
Well, by our standards, really, really fast.
At 5,500 in a diesel pickup motor is kind of fucking heinous, guys.
Yeah, I know it's fucking heinous, but there's gas guys out there that are like,
what's your torque curve look like, bitch? I do, and I know it was one of mine last year, but I want to travel even more this year. I dipped my toes last year, got out of my comfort zone.
Oh, we're going to go really far this year.
We are.
We're going to, I will, regardless of what we drive, make it to diesel in New York.
Yeah, we'll go.
I don't care what we drive or what we do or something.
We should probably reseal the oil pan on the mega cab.
Oh, you want to take that thing out there?
And put a muffler on it. And go. What do you want to take? Elaine?
Do you want to hear my suggestion?
I'm listening.
The brick nose will be done by then.
You want to take the prick nose.
And Elaine.
Why are we taking two frogs?
Because it would be so much fun to have you drive Elaine and stick Ron in it. And then put me and my girlfriend in the brick nose and bomb down the highway to New York.
No!
I think it would be so much fun!
Because neither one of them Elaine will not make it back.
Oh, and you want me to drive it to Texas?
No, Elaine will... We're going to Diesels of New York season opener. And you think I'm not going to rip heaters in that thing all weekend? Are you fucking kidding? I'll have to buy two sets of tires before I fucking come home.
And with the stock V6.
It'll do it.
Oh my god.
Enough water and people shaking the bed, it'll get fucking rippy.
We need to put the wheels on it and lower the ass end of that truck so bad.
You're proposing that we take two day cab pickup trucks that have no business going that far away. That far away?
Oh no. The brick nose has all kinds of business going that far.
I'm not sure Elaine does.
And yet you want me to drive it 14 hours to Texas.
Yeah.
This fucking guy.
Well, what else do I want to do this year?
I don't...
I'd like to put a motorcycle together.
Oh, should I finish mine this year? Fucking
maybe.
Finally?
It's not, like, super high on my list, but I have been getting the itch for a bike again, and I would like to put a bike together.
Well, and I keep this thing... my bike is currently sitting next to me.
Yeah. That guy's dead.
Yeah, that guy's fucking dead right now. I've been thinking about, for the past, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, like, just dragging it out and just fucking doing it and getting it over with.
No.
Redoing the seat and fixing the tank and rewiring the thing, which it's a fucking job to do, but it's not that bad, and I just, like...
Let's do it!
The problem is, like, the motivation to do it.
I get it.
Because right now it's cold out, and I'm like,
nah.
Whatever, it's a fucking bike. But the second it gets...
The first day it's, like, 70 degrees, you're gonna wish he would've done it.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna wish,
like,
I could've...
Man, it'd be perfect right now.
I'm gonna wish I could've walked out to the garage...
Fired it up.
Kicked it, yeah. Yep. Kicked it up, because this is a kickstart-only bike. That's how old it is. It's a 78. Kicked it up, romped on a little bit, put my helmet on, and just fucking cruised to work.
Something I also... I'm not trying to take all the turns here.
No, you're fine.
Something I want to do more of this year is side work. I did a good amount last year.
You said that. That was one of your goals for 2023.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, now that you said
you're
that,
right.
I remember that.
I did a motor job in my driveway, and I did, you know, a lot of side work last year.
Yeah.
But I would like to do more. And I would like to either find a shop to rent or to buy.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I'm kind of at that teetering point. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to fucking do something here. Which, the site...
Logan and I have talked forever about maybe just finding a place that we could, you know, have to rent on and...
Yeah.
Just do the thing.
Yeah. Which, and I have side work available to me at any time that I want it.
Oh, and I do too, but...
Yeah.
Especially now when it's cold and shitty outside, I don't take it because...
Right.
Well, I can work in my driveway or I can go to the shop I used to work at and... Try to fit it in and feel bad because I'm using all his space.
Yeah. Well, and my side work is for another company and for this, that, or the other.
Yeah.
And cash money. But the problem is when I start doing that, they want me as much as they can possibly get me, which is fine.
Oh, yeah.
Because it literally almost doubles the amount of pay that I get every week.
Oh, yeah. And half of it's untaxed. Allegedly.
Allegedly. But it's so ridiculously fucking draining.
It is.
Because it is 8 a.m. to 1 a.m., fall asleep, wake
up. Do it again.
2 hours total of drive time a day.
Yeah.
That takes away a lot of my sleep. I can't fucking...
No, and the shit ain't for the week.
No, it's not. When I did that side work consistently, I was dying.
Hmm?
And Dakota watched me slowly.
Yeah, it was awful.
Slowly wither away until the point that I said I couldn't do it anymore, and I had to walk away from it and back off. And I've dipped back into it every now and again to help those guys out and get some fast.
Yeah, and you and that's if you're gonna do side work and shit like that, especially if you're working a normal 9-to-5 or whatever.
Yeah, this place working pays a normal, my bills just fine.
Working a normal 8 hours in a shop, you got to be careful.
Yeah,
you can overdo it.
Oh my god,
real quick, and it may not feel like you're overdoing it right away. But yeah, after a couple weeks of that shit, you're like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, those first 2-3 weeks, you're fucking high on the fucking saddle.
Like, oh, I'm getting so much cash, I'm getting so much stuff done.
You're fucking...
After a while, it's just like...
Oh, yeah, and I would run through repairs and run through repairs. It was nothing at that time for me legitimately to fix, like, from small to large jobs... 15 to 20 trucks a week.
Oh, yeah, no.
Or sorry, 15 to 20 trucks or trailers or boats a week. And...
Yeah, you were cranking work out.
Oh my god, I would fucking run the fuck out of my ass. But it kills you.
I remember being there on that Sunday night at like 8 o'clock helping you finish that clutch.
Yeah.
8 o'clock on a Sunday working.
Yeah.
That's what... You don't manage your side work, right? And that's where you end up.
That was fucking great. That was great money.
Oh yeah, I know. But sometimes the shit's too dumb to turn down.
I don't even remember what time I got there. I think for some reason I got there at noon.
Yeah, something like that. I was doing something else that day, but I would have been there earlier.
I made in 8 hours. I made almost a paycheck.
In 8 hours. Yeah.
Just,
yep.
It's fast cash. It's so fast.
It is.
But it fucking murders you. Cause, and I don't even want to explain the whole deal, but everything I had to go through in 8 hours to make that cash.
That was atrocious.
That was a fucking, that was fucking
sometimes
atrocious.
Side work bites you in the ass, too. Yeah.
Sometimes it bites you in the ass. Sometimes it turns around and it affects your day job. Sometimes it's this. Sometimes it's that. Sometimes it's... I was so tired that day after those 8 hours. I can pick up our transmission jack and throw it in the back of my pickup at any time I want.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. I legitimately could not lift that fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was so fucking tired. God, I was so tired.
Yeah, you were beat that day.
Yeah. Seriously beat. Fucking T2000s. I fucking hate those trucks. I fucking cannot stand those trucks.
Yeah, I'm not sure what else I want to do this year, other than keep plugging away and keep getting better at what I do.
I don't know. I'm really not
sure.
There's
all kinds of stuff I want to do, but I guess if I had to put it on a list, I mean, that would be a good chunk of them.
I just want to keep wrenching.
Me too.
I just want to keep wrenching.
We're going to bitch about it the whole time.
Oh, I'm going to bitch about it the entire fucking time.
We're going to keep doing it.
I'm going to be so mad. God, I'm going to be so mad all year long, but I'm going to keep fucking doing it.
Like today, I was at a fucking nursing home.
Yeah.
Changing a D2 governor on a fire truck, and they're not in a great place to get to. But you know what? There's really not a lot of places I'd rather been. I was bitching the whole time, but...
Wouldn't have had any other way.
Yeah. Well, I'd be working on pickup trucks, but you know.
All right, ready to get out of here?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Hey, let's make it a good year.
Let's make it a good year. Dakota, where can they find you?
Instagram, Hickok. Oh, fuck. I fucked my two up. Damn it. I've been backwards all day and shit.
Fuck.
You find me on Instagram at dhickok, H-I-C-K-O-K, underscore 5.9, or on the... TikTok at Instagram. Oh my fuck. Or you can find me on TikTok at Hickok Diesel.
And you can find me anywhere you can find Wild Goose Repair. Wild Goose _repair TikTok or Instagram. But until next time.
Bye-bye.